This is James Goover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Spring is finally here. Yards and pastures are greening up, wheat is taking off, and trees are in full bloom. This also means corn planting is not far away. Ideally, corn planting should be dependent upon soil temperatures that are consistently above 55 degrees at the 2-inch soil depth. According to the Kansas MesoNet station in Parsons and Columbus, we are not far away from that in southeast Kansas. Many farms might not want to wait until soil temperatures are consistently warm enough, though. There are plenty of extension publications from other states that say 50 degrees is good enough. The problem is that maintained 50 degrees, it would take 3 weeks for corn to germinate. During this time, the seed would fight fungus, insects, and other creatures. At 60 degrees, the corn will emerge in 8 to 10 days, and will be much more consistent in population and growth. Corn planting rates for full season bottom ground around here in southeast tends to range from 26 to 31,000, with the final plant population at 24 to 26,000. This is about right for our yield expectations. An ideal population is of course based upon maximum yield for the field and climate, but there can be some hints that the right population was achieved. Ideally, there should be less than 5% of the corn plants that don't form a full ear due to the overpopulation, but also less than 5% of the corn plants with a second ear that nearly is fully formed and contributing in yield, indicating a population too low. Finding that balance can be hard considering every year has a different environment, but many producers can use 3 to 4 different seeding rates within an inconsistent field. K-State Corn Production Handbook has lots of information on seeding rates, planting depths, row spacing, and other aspects of planting. As for fertilizer, this spring has been one of the driest in some time, and most corn farmers already have their pre-plant fertilizers applied. Plenty of anhydrous has been injected, even despite the cost. We should now start be looking at starter fertilizers, though. For phosphorus starter, some publications I've seen have starter fertilizer most likely being economically beneficial when background phosphorus is below 30 parts per million. This means soil phosphorus can be above the 20 parts per million optimum and still have benefit to starter fertilizer when planting into cold soils. This effect is increased in acidic soils as well. Keep in mind that nitrogen and potassium fertilizer is a salt, and no more than 6 to 8 pounds per acre of nitrogen and potassium fertilizer combined should be placed in furrow with the seed. Side placement greatly reduces the salting risk. While corn is just about to start in Kansas, we aren't actually that big of a corn producing state. Last year, we harvested 750 million bushels, which is only 5% of the US corn crop. We sure use a lot of corn here though, with our ethanol industry and huge Western Kansas feedlots. Last year, our average yield was up 4% to 139 bushels per acre. Here in Southeast Kansas, our average county yields were just below that in the 110 to 120s. I can't wait to see those perfectly straight and evenly spaced little corn plants neatly in their rows. If you have any questions about corn planting, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Goover with your Extension Crop Report.